in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Thank you. We honor and reference your presence in our midst. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the graduates in this place. Thank you for every other person that have gathered to rejoice with them. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Thank you for the great and glorious plans you have concerning them. Father, thank you for the supply of your Spirit. Thank you for the flow of wisdom. Thank you for the rain of revelation. We receive divine illumination, divine insight, divine instructions and impartations for the transformation of our lives and destiny. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Can we rejoice and celebrate Jesus for this wonderful day? Is that for Jesus or is that for me? Okay, I will assume this one is for me. Now, oh yeah, let's do the one for the graduates. This one is for the graduates. Now, let's do the one for Jesus. Come on, rejoice! Hallelujah. You might be seated. Hallelujah. I want to bless the name of the Lord for this day. How time flies. Last year, we did something similar to this. We sent forth as ambassadors of Christ the graduates for last year, and see how time flies. We are doing another one again. Can we celebrate the gallant graduate? Look at how handsome and beautiful they are looking. Come on, rejoice and celebrate them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are here to rejoice with them. We are here to celebrate them. It's the 2024 graduating student sent forth prayers and dinner. Okay? And before we eat physical food, let's eat spiritual food. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, on one side, we are receiving spiritual meal. On the other side, we are receiving physical meal. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I believe we are going to have a great time. We are going to have a wonderful time in God's presence. You are going to receive words. You will receive wisdom. You will receive instructions. You will receive direction. For as many that are confused, uncertain about the future, bothered, I'm telling you, light, clarity, and understanding is coming your way. As the word of God comes, and as we begin to speak. I'm not the only one to speak today. We have our blessed daddies and mommies in the house who will also be dishing out words of wisdom, words of counsel. They'll be giving you counsel. They'll be speaking God's wisdom to you. And then, of course, they are going to pray for you. We will pray for you and release prophetic blessings upon you such that your experience will be different. We are not releasing you to the labor market to go and struggle and hustle. Am I communicating? We are releasing you as royal ambassadors of Christ into the systems of this world. We are releasing you as a takeover generals to infiltrate the system, to go and dominate, take over the seven mountains, every sector, and institutionalize Christ there, and bring kingdom civilization, kingdom philosophy, kingdom mindset, kingdom value system, until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our God and of who is Christ. Hallelujah. Among these graduates, we have engineers, we have chemists, we have lawyers, we have, help me, scientists, teachers, you know, it's a men and women of God, pastors, apostles, prophets, you know, it's a wonderful collection. This is a cocktail of anointings. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, they are going to shake the world. Okay. It was yesterday God gave me a word for you. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I'll just speak briefly on the power of decisions. The power of decisions. I believe God will be releasing upon you the grace and the wisdom for making the right decision that will help you fulfill God's will, God's plan, and God's purposes for your life. Hallelujah. The power of right decisions. Deuteronomy 10:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. Tell your neighbor, choose life. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20. Hallelujah. It says that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. God is thy life. It says, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to them. Go back to verse 19. God said, I've set before you this day, it says, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He said, therefore choose life. The power of decisions. You need to understand that life and its eventual outcome is choice driven. The quality of the decisions you make determines the quality of your destiny. All choices have consequences. One of the greatest gifts God ever gave man after creation is the power of choice. Man is not a robot. Am I communicating? God didn't create man as a robot without a free will of his own. God created man as a rational being with a free will, the power with which we make our choices and decisions. Man was created as a free moral agent. And guess what? With your free will, you make choices. And these choices can make or mar your destiny. All choices have consequences, whether good or bad. All choices have consequences, and the consequences are either good or bad. And another interesting thing about the consequences of the choices we make is that they don't only affect you, they don't only affect your life and destiny, they affect every other person connected to you. The choices you make can affect your children, they can affect your generation, they can affect your genealogy. Am I communicating? He said, I set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Look at the counsel of God to you. He said, choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. Can you see? That's to tell you that even your seed will be affected by the quality of the choices you make. It's not just you. He says, you and your seed. Hallelujah. So, decisions decide destiny. The decisions you are making today, they determine your destiny tomorrow. The choices you make today determines the future you create tomorrow. Am I communicating? So, the quality of your life and destiny are highly dependent on the quality of your decisions. So, you must trust God to receive wisdom for making the right choices in life. Am I communicating? The story was told in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 8 to 19. The story was told of how Naomi was about to return back to her country, and two of her daughter-in-laws, that's Ruth and Orpah, they wanted to go with Naomi back to her country. Then Naomi said, please go back. I don't have any other thing to give you. My two sons are dead. She came with her two sons. After her husband died, her two sons died. They came to stay in the land of Moab. He said, I don't have anything. Okay. She said, okay, even if I marry today and give birth today, will you wait until the child grow up before you marry the children? He said, please go back. She was able to convince Orpah to go back. But look at what Ruth said. Ruth said, I'm not going anywhere. Is there anywhere you go, I go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Ruth made the choice. Now, watch, two sisters, Orpah and Ruth. One decided to turn back. The other one, Orpah, decided to return back to her country. But Ruth said, no. He said, my destiny is connected to Naomi. I'm not leaving Naomi. Anywhere you go, I go. She decided to go with Naomi. And long story cut short, Ruth ended up marrying Boaz. Boaz later became the great grandfather of who? Of David. Boaz gave birth to Jesse. Jesse gave birth to David. And Jesus came from the lineage of who? David. Jesus was called the son of David. So if you check in the New Testament, New Testament portion of the Bible, Matthew's account, you check, you will see Ruth in the genealogy of Jesus. What took a Moabitess, for that matter? She is not an Israelite. But how come? Somebody say decision. Just that decision she made settled her for life. She ended up marrying the wealthy business mogul. His name is called Boaz, a prince. Am I communicating? So it matters the decisions you make. And you need adequate and relevant knowledge or information in order to make good quality decisions in life. So you gather knowledge. Job said, I will fetch my knowledge from afar. Because the choices you make, they are determined by the quality of information that are accessible and available to you per time. Am I communicating? If you know better, you will choose better. When you know better, you will choose better. So, you need to go for knowledge. Study, read, expose yourself. You need adequate information, adequate knowledge. You need the right and relevant knowledge, not just anyone. The right and relevant knowledge and information
that will enhance the quality of your decision. And then secondly, you need to be led by the Spirit of God in your decision-making process. So on one end, you go for relevant knowledge, information. Am I communicating? The right and relevant knowledge, information. On the other end, you need to yield to the leading of the Spirit. You need to find out God's will. You need to be Spirit-led. You need to hear from God. You need to subscribe to the voice and leading, the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be led by the Spirit in my decision-making process. Now, very fast, 7 important decisions for success in life. 7 important decisions. For success in life. If you want to live a life of success and greatness, I've written 7 crucial, critical, very important decisions that will help you achieve that. Number one, the decision to know God, comma, relate and fellowship with him, comma, fear and serve him all the days of your life. The first decision you must make, Daniel 11:32, is the decision to know God, to relate and fellowship with him, and then fear and serve him all the days of your life. This is the most important decision. Daniel 11:32b, for the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Who created you? God. So the decision to know your maker, the decision to fellowship and relate with him, the decision to walk with God like Enoch. In Genesis 5:24, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. That's the greatest CV. That's the greatest achievement. That's the greatest thing, greatest publicity anybody can ever have on earth. And Enoch walked with God. Am I communicating? So you must make that quality decision to walk with God, to walk closely with him, to walk with him obediently. Hallelujah. The decision to know God, comma, relate and fellowship with him, and then fear and serve him all the days of your life. This is so critical. You must prioritize and practice intimacy with God above all else every single day of your life. You must make that choice. You must make that choice to prioritize and practice intimacy with God above all else every single day of your life. 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship, communion, koinonia of the Holy Spirit. You must prioritize this. Very important. This is very important. Take your spirituality seriously. Get to know God. I didn't say know about God. I said know him. Know God. The people that do know their God. He didn't say those that know about their God. Those that know their God. You need that intimacy with God. Intimate knowledge. Experiential knowledge. You get to know God experientially. You get to know God by revelation. Through his word, you get to know God through fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? This is very important. God can be known. You may not know everything about him, but you can know him to an extent. The revelation of God is progressive. Am I communicating? This is very important. Then you fear God. When we say fear God, we are talking of reverential fear. Reverential fear, as you have deep reverence for Him, you honor Him. You hate what God hates. You love what God loves. Am I communicating? The Bible says, flee youthful lust. Flee youthful lust. I went ahead and listed a number of things. Am I communicating? You know, when you love what God loves and you hate what God hates, you end up fulfilling His plans and purpose for your life. Glory to God. So be intimate with God. In Mark 1:35, Jesus woke up early in the morning and He spent time in prayer. Prioritize God. In the beginning, God. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. Always begin with God. You see, there is a phase in life that you are in school. Now you've graduated, is another phase. Start this new phase with God. I say, start this new beginning with God. Remember ye not the former things. All your past mistakes, your past errors, negativities of the past, put it behind you. It's a brand new beginning now. It's a new season. Begin with God. Let me tell you, neighbor, begin with God. Glory to God. Look at Psalm 63 verse 1. Look at what David said. O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. Don't seek God late. Don't seek Him late. Don't seek God late. He said, O God, thou art my God. Early. Somebody say early. Serve God in the days of your youth. He said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, when you still have strength. You know, the glory of youth is your strength. Now that you have strength, you have energy, use it to serve God. Use it to pursue God. Am I communicating? Don't wait until you are old. Don't live a life of regret. Glory to God. This is very important. Thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. Let God become your number one passion, your number one priority, your number one pursuit in life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The second important decision you must make is a decision to build your faith on God's word every single day of your life. The decision to build your faith on God's word every single day of your life. Romans 10:17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You must give God's word your prime attention. The word of God must become number one. Learn to invest quality time reading God's word, studying God's word, meditating on God's word, and of course, observing to do God's word. Everything you will ever need in life is wrapped up in God's word. So go for the word. Build your faith on the word. In 1 John 5:4, he said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. This is very important. Your faith is a conquering power. The battle out there is very tough. You are about to be released into the real world. Am I communicating? There are challenges. There is war out there. It's a tough battle. But the good news is that your faith is a conquering power. I say your faith is a victory. He said this is a victory. When you build your faith and learn to put your faith to work, you will walk in victory over life's battle. Am I communicating? The battle of life is very real. The challenges, they are real. But more real is your victory. And your faith is that victory. Glory to God. So it is wisdom to build your faith every single day. Glory to God. You remember what Satan told Peter? He said, Peter, what Jesus told Peter? He said, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail.
And when you are strengthened, convert your brethren. Am I communicating? Did you notice that Jesus prayed that Peter's faith should not fail? Peter was the leader of the early church. Glory to God. And Jesus knew that the challenges will come, problems and troubles and persecution, all of that will come. But the real issue is, will your faith still be standing or will your faith fail? The Bible calls, is it counted all joy when you fall into what? Diverse trials. Those temptations means trials and tribulation. Am I communicating? He said the trial of your faith worketh patience. It's called the trial of your faith. The storms of life will come. They will come to try your faith. Problems and challenges will come to try your faith. That's why I said you need to build your faith. You need to build your faith to match. You need to build your faith to walk in victory. Glory to God. The first decision I said is the decision to know God, relate and fellowship with Him, fear and serve Him all the days of your life. So you must decide to find God early, follow Him, and fulfill His will for your life. Glory to God. The second decision is a decision to build your faith on God's word every single day of your life. Read God's word, study it, meditate on it, and be a faithful doer. The third decision necessary for success in life is a decision to find, follow, and fulfill God's purpose and plan for your life. The decision to find, follow, and fulfill God's will, God's plan, God's purpose for your life. We are on earth to fulfill divine purpose. God is a God of purpose. God does nothing without purpose. Am I communicating? You are not just here to add to the world's population. You are not just a figure, a census figure, or a statistic in this world. You are a deliberate creature of a God of purpose, and He sent you on earth to fulfill a specific purpose. Am I communicating? You are here to solve problem. You are here to meet a human need. Am I communicating? And the way and manner by which you solve problem, meet human need, is by fulfilling God's plan and purpose for your life. So you must make up your mind that you must find, follow, and fulfill God's will for your life. Why? You need to ask yourself one very critical question. Why was I born? Why am I here? What will the world remember me for? Am I communicating when I'm no more? You need to ask yourself this question. It boils down to your divine purpose. God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5, He said, "Before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I knew thee." God concluded your calling before your conception. In your mother's womb, God concluded your calling. Your divine purpose, your divine calling, your divine destiny is not your decision. It is your discovery. God decides. God decides your purpose. God decides your calling. Your job is to what? Discover it by revelation. And then you align with it in obedience. You discover it by revelation. And then what? You choose to align with it in obedience. So this is very important. In Acts chapter 13 verse 22, God said, "I have found David, a man after my heart. He shall fulfill all my will." And then in Acts 13:36, the Bible says, after David had served his generation according to God's will, he slept with his fathers. Look at it. David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God. So, that will of God is talking of God's plan and purpose for your life, your divine calling. And that's the area that you offer service. That is your ministry. Ministry is service. So, you serve God in that area. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Listen, the greatest failure in life is not failure to graduate to. The greatest failure in life is not failure in school. It's not academic failure, even though it's good to have good grades. The greatest failure in life is not even failure to make money, buy cars, build a house. The worst failure, should I tell you, is the failure to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life, your divine calling. That's the worst one. Because when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that's what Jesus will assess you based on. Jesus will say, this is my plan and purpose for your life. I propose that you become this. Did you become it? That's how he's going to judge us. This is God's parameter for measuring success is different from human parameters. Am I communicating? I know a lot of you will make money, okay? But don't just make money. Fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. In fact, money is a tool for fulfilling purpose. Am I communicating? Making money is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. Money is a tool for fulfilling purpose. Money is not the goal. Money is like a means in order to achieve the ultimate goal, which is what? Fulfilling God's will, God's plan, God's purpose. Say, I receive grace to find, follow, and fulfill God's plan and purpose for my life. Glory to God. In Jeremiah 29:11, God said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you, give me in NIV, an expected end. I like the way NIV puts it. Glory to God. My prayer for you is that you will fulfill your divine calling, purpose, and destiny. You will not fail to fulfill God's will for your life. You will not fail to fulfill your life's assignment, your ministry. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And that hope and future is found in your divine purpose. Is found in your divine calling. Glory to God. May God open your eyes to see why you were born. May God open your mind and your heart to understand your divine calling. In the name of Jesus. In Colossians 4:17, Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, he says, say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received of the Lord, and see to it that you what? Fulfill it. Tell your neighbor, ensure you fulfill your ministry. Hallelujah. The reason for your living, the reason for your creation. Number four, the fourth decision is a decision to marry well and enjoy a successful marriage and family life. The decision to marry well and enjoy a what? Successful marriage and family life. Glory to God. May God help you to locate the one appointed for you. In Genesis 2:18-25, you will see a principle there. Among the animals created, after God said it is not good for man to be alone, in the context of him fulfilling divine assignment, he said, I will make a help meet for him. And then God checked all the animals. He couldn't find mate for Adam. He now made Adam to sleep, a deep sleep. Anointing for deep sleep came upon Adam, and God removed one of the rib, the Hebrew say cell. Then from that, God made a woman, and then, watch this, God brought the woman to Adam, and the moment Adam saw the woman God made, Adam loved what he saw. He was wowed. Adam exclaimed, this is the bone of my bone. The flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Watch the principle. God presented, Adam did the choosing. God presented, Adam made his choice. So God will present to you the ones he has appointed for you in his perfect will. But you will have to do the choosing. Am I communicating? God does not force anybody on anybody. But God when you pray for his will concerning who to marry, he will present the one appointed to you. If you read Genesis 24 verse 12 to 15, the prayer of Eleazar of Damascus, Abraham's most senior servant, when he sent Eleazar to look for a wife for his son Isaac. And then Eleazar stood by the well. He said, I stand by this well. He said, oh God, send me good speed. Genesis 24:12. May God send you good speed. Amen. I say, in this matter, may God send you good speed. Amen. We don't want chronic bachelorhood. We don't want chronic spinsterhood. Don't become a prayer point for us. We want to hear of your wedding. We want to attend your wedding. We want to conduct your wedding. We want to see your wedding card. May God guide you. Glory to God. He said, oh God, grant me good speed this day. Show kindness unto thy servant. He said, I stand by this well. Let it be that if anyone that comes among the ladies, and then I ask, give me drink. And then she said, I will not just give you drink for only you. I will water your cattle. He said, let it be the one you have appointed for my master Isaac. And Rebecca, the Bible says, before he finished speaking, Rebecca showed forth. May God give you that kind of speed. Amen. In locating the one appointed for you. And then may God help you to choose rightly. Amen. We've taught you how to make the right choice of a marriage partner. Go and listen to those messages. Read books along those lines. Glory to God. In Proverbs 18:22, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtain what? Favor of the Lord. Is a job of the man to find. Be spirit led until you find. Keep searching. Glory to God. Then prepare for marriage. Prepare for marriage. Prepare for marriage. How do you prepare? Gather knowledge, relevant knowledge. Glory to God. Read good books on marriage. Get good mentors. Glory to God. In this ministry, we marry well. I say we marry well. So, you need to prepare yourself. You see, a great and successful marriage and family life is not just wished for. It is well prepared for. It is well prepared for. A marriage cannot be better than the quality of the individuals that are in the marriage. Glory to God. So you need to work on yourself. Work on your character. Become a valuable personality. Am I communicating? Work on yourself. Develop yourself. Build yourself. When you become highly valuable, you become desirable. You say, people are running away from me. It's because you are not yet, your market value has not increased. Listen. I was talking to someone. I said, forget about all these people that you say they are running away. Focus on yourself. Invest in building yourself, in your personal growth and development. When you become highly valuable, I'm telling you, men will be chasing you. They will be the one chasing you. Am I communicating? The real thing is value. Nobody will see value and run away from it. Men don't want to marry liability, especially this 21st century that prices of everything has gone up. Am I communicating? Nobody wants to marry liability. So what you should do is work on yourself to become valuable. What problem are you coming to solve in the life of your husband? Or your own are just obiageli. We come to chop. You are looking for a ready-made man. Praise God. You need to work on yourself. Be a problem solver. Be a solution provider. Okay? Glory to God. Then for the guys, become responsible. No woman wants to marry a man that is not responsible. Wake up. Take up responsibility. Marriage is not for boys. It is for men. So transform from boys to men. I say boys to men. It's not those ones that used to single. Not those boys. I mean transformation. Take up responsibility. What makes a man is responsibility. Marriage is responsibility. Oh. If you are not ready to shoulder responsibility, then you are not ready for marriage. May God give you favor. Amen. You know, in Esther 2:15, the Bible says, when the turn of Esther came, favor spoke for her. You need favor and wisdom to marry well. You need favor and wisdom to stay in that marriage. You need favor and wisdom to succeed in the marriage. Two things you must never stop praying for is what? Wisdom and favor. Wisdom and favor. Very critical requirement. Hallelujah. Now, three important things to note in this regard. Number one is who you marry. Who you marry. The second one is why you marry. The third one is what you will be doing in the marriage. Did you hear what I said? Number one, who you marry. Who will you marry? Interesting question. Next, why do you want to marry? Why you marry is as important as who you marry. In fact, why you marry determines who you marry. You didn't hear me. Why you marry determines who you marry. And then why you marry also determines what you will be doing in the marriage. What will you be doing in the marriage? Is it that two of you will just be looking at each other and be smiling? Morning till night. What will you be doing in the marriage? These are questions you must ask yourself. Glory to God. May you receive grace to marry well. Amen. May you receive grace to marry the right person appointed for you. In accordance with God's perfect will. In the name of Jesus. May you receive grace to partner with each other as husband and wife. To fulfill God's will, plans and purposes for your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. We've taught that purpose comes before partner. And purpose determines your choice of marriage partner. That's very important. The fifth decision is the decision to invest richly in your personal growth and development. You must make that decision. Luke 2:40. Decision to invest richly in your personal growth, personal development, personal transformation through a lifelong commitment to continuous learning and training. Hallelujah. You must be studious. And the child grew, waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. You must make up your mind to grow and develop yourself in all areas of life. Spiritually, mentally, health-wise. Am I communicating? Every area you invest in your personal growth and development for your transformation. In Mark 1:17, Jesus said, follow me, I will transform you to become. That's in the Passion Translation. Follow me, I will transform you to become. Those that will catch men instead of catching fishes. Glory to God. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, he says, study to show yourself approved. Don't be lazy. You need to be studious. You need to be studious. Shall I advise you? Read and study biographies of great and successful people in your field. In your field. In your area of calling. Am I communicating? Read wide, read broad. Especially biographies of great and successful people in your area of calling. In your field in life. You will absorb so much wisdom. You will learn from their mistakes. Am I communicating? Subscribe to mentorship. Glory to God. Build and develop yourself to become a highly valuable personality through this your commitment to personal growth and development. You've got to be committed to a lifestyle of continuous learning. Learn something new every day. Learn something new every day. I'm here to see a successful man that doesn't value knowledge. I'm yet to see a successful man that doesn't place a high premium on his library. They have libraries. A lot of failures and poor people, they don't value knowledge. They don't have libraries. Am I communicating? One of the signs that poverty and failure is knocking on your door is that the size of your TV will be bigger than the size of your library.
Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, let the size of your TV not be bigger than the size of your library. Invest in knowledge. Paul himself was a very studious apostle. You see that in 2 Timothy 4:13. He says, the books, parchment I kept. He said, the cloak I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring them. The books, you see, especially the parchment. Parchments are like notes. See, Paul was a very studious apostle. No wonder he was mightily used of God. You've got to be disciplined, diligent, committed, and consistent. I say you need to be disciplined. A disciple is a disciplined learner in training. I'll say it again. A disciple is a disciplined learner in training. Glory to God. So take that very, very seriously. Build yourself in all areas. Number six, the decision to secure your financial future. The decision to secure your financial future. That's the decision to achieve financial freedom and independence. You've got to learn how to make money. Wealth creation. You need to learn how to manage money. Stewardship. You need to learn how to multiply money. Investments. Am I communicating? You look for legitimate ways to make money. Not yahoo yahoo. Not hookups. Prostitution. You know, hookups is the new name for prostitution. The world is just changing. They call yahoo yahoo what? Smartness. Am I communicating? There are legitimate ways to make money. Okay? You can learn how to make, manage, and multiply money. You need to aim to prosper in your finances by learning and applying kingdom financial principles. Okay? Deuteronomy 8:18, thou shalt remember the Lord your God, it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow. God told Abraham in Genesis 12:2-3, I will bless you and make you a blessing. Okay, Genesis 13:2, Abraham was very rich in silver and gold and in cattle. 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Hallelujah. So you've got to take, now listen, the dynamics of everything changes the moment you graduate. As a student, you ask your parents for money, they send. You ask, they send. But the moment you graduate, the story is no longer the same. If after, when you start NYSE, they will be expecting the reverse. And now it's time for them to reap from their investment. So they are expecting you to send money back home. But unfortunately, that is when some graduates are still looking for job, carrying pali all around. Some are even coming back to their parents' house. Kai! Eating their parents' food. After spending how many years in school? Tell your neighbor, learn entrepreneurship. Learn networking. You see, learn how to make more, invest in real estate. There are so many ways you can look at the tech industry today. Glory to God. People are making online money online every day. I mean every single day. Look at content creation, all manner of ways, legitimate ways, or not the illegitimate ones. Hallelujah. So, wake up and develop your problem-solving ability so that you can be rewarded with money. Money is a reward for solving problems. Money is a reward for adding value. Okay? Money is a reward for solving problems. So, develop your problem-solving skills. Create goods and services that can add value to people's life, solve problems, meet human needs, so that you can get rewarded with money. Glory to God. So, be a value adder, and money will come. Okay? Then the last decision, the seventh one, is the decision to intentionally and wisely cultivate the right and relevant relationships that will enhance and better the quality of your life and destiny.
The decision to intentionally and wisely cultivate and nurture the right and relevant relationships that will enhance and better the quality of your life and destiny. Oh yes, relationships are important. You cannot do life on your own. You can't do life alone. You cannot succeed in isolation. Hallelujah. You cannot fulfill your divine purpose and destiny in isolation. You need people. You need the right people. You need the right network. Glory to God. You must be intentional about building good quality relationships with your divine destiny helpers, God's method and men. Relationships are currencies. In fact, they are more important than money, because relationship will give you money, and it will give you things that money cannot buy. Am I communicating? Relationships are very crucial currencies. In fact, who you know is more important than what you know. As important as knowledge is, who you know, relationship, especially in Naija, you've heard it. When you are looking for a job, they will say, it's about who you know. So somebody can have first class and not get the job. Somebody with third class got the job. What's the difference? Somebody say right relationship. See, some of these your classmates, some of these members in AGMI that you are looking at today, you'll be surprised tomorrow. They will be the key to your success. So value relationship, build bridges. This is very important. I learned this thing. I was even talking about it on the Avalanche of Good News broadcast. I said, do you know that some of the relationship you build in school, university, secondary school, polytechnic, and all of that, they are even more important than your certificate? It's funny, but it's true. I'm telling you, it's with time you will understand the meaning of this statement. Those relationships, they will help you, they will pay you more in the future than even this your certificate. They will do for you what this certificate cannot do. Am I communicating? So, take relationships seriously. Proverbs 13:20, he that walks with wise men shall be wise. The companion of fools shall be destroyed. Disconnect from wrong relationships. Connect to the right ones. Starve or stop all the wrong relationships. May God take away from you every wrong relationship in the name of Jesus. And may God bring to you your divine destiny helpers. May God give you favor before them. You know, in 1 Samuel 10:26, when King Samuel was anointed to be the first king by King Saul. I beg your pardon. When King Saul was anointed by Prophet Samuel to be the first king of Israel, the Bible said, there went with him a band of men, loyal men, whose heart God has touched. May God touch the heart of your destiny helpers to help you, to support you, to support God's vision and plan and purpose for your life. In the name of Jesus. If you walk with wise men, you will be wise. If you walk with seven wise men, you are the eighth wise man in the making. Glory to God. Then, if you follow fools, you will suffer their fate. So you build and maintain advantageous connections and strategic alliances with your God-ordained destiny helpers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May God give you grace. Can you rise to your feet? May God give you grace for locating your destiny helpers. May God give you grace for building the right relationship. May God disconnect you from every destiny destroyer. Anyone that is not ordained to be in your life, may God take them away. In the name of Jesus. I wrote recently on Facebook, I said, with Jonah on your ship, there is no journey. You need to throw away Jonah from your ship. He said, but how will Jonah survive? Leave Jonah to God. Your job is to what? Offload Jonah. God will handle Jonah. Didn't God handle Jonah?
God prepared the ship. Did Jonah die? So stop worrying about what will become of them. If they are not supposed to be in your life, disconnect from them. Don't. There's no sympathy about this thing. Because with Jonah, there is no journey. You are not going anywhere. Eh? And then I say, with Achan, you can't win. You can't win battles. Can you remember? After the children of Israel conquered almighty Jericho with those thick walls, the next, this one small city, only two-letter word, A-I, they couldn't defeat I. Almighty Israel that conquered, destroyed Jericho, A-I, two-letter word, they were defeated. Joshua cried before God. God said, why are you crying? Get up. He said, it's because of Achan. Achan went and carried the Babylonian garment. The things God said they should consecrate, he went and carried them. With Achan in your camp, you can't. Tell your neighbor, with Achan, you can't win in life's battle. So what do you do? Remove Achan. With Lot, you will not see well. You will be seeing vision of men like trees. Lot will blow your vision. Do you know the meaning of Lot? Lot means veil. It means veil. So Abraham's vision was limited until Lot was separated from him. God said, lift up your eyes. Look not. Look. Abraham started seeing clearly after Lot left him. May God disconnect every Lot, every Lotish attachment from your life. I want you to lift up your voice. Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we pray? We just have a few minutes. 1, 2, 3 minutes. I want you to pray. Those of us in the congregation, I want our fathers, Dr. David and his wife, Mommy Mercy, Pastor Simi, please just come over. Come over. I want us to pray. Stretch forth our hands. Mandekebo Ragidas. Those of you in the congregation, are you praying or you are playing? I want you to stretch forth your hands. This is a very important moment. We are going to speak a word of blessing over this graduate. They are not just going like that. No. They won't go like others. They won't just go like others. Kilabakasa. Where's Pastor Nenku? Please join Pastor Gift. Come up. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our voice. Now begin to bless them from the depth of your heart. If you love them, you want them to succeed. Begin to bless them from the depth of your heart. Begin to speak words of blessings, words of favor, words of supernatural increase. Mandegebo rabalatiza. Elifrando bokosa balatia, rondeki braska palatia, rudeke palata, mando broska pakasata, la grande gebo shalabata. Go ahead and begin to bless them from the depth of your heart. Begin to bless them. The heavens are open over them. Begin to prophesy showers of blessings, abundant showers of blessings. We release these ones into the favor market, not into the labor market. We release them. Manda kabarakatai. Let the hand of the Lord rest on them. Lika bataza bando braskatai. Their experience will be different. Lika tekida arangando sabrakatai. I bless them. Manda baya with the dew of heaven, with the fatness of the earth, with plenty of corn and wine. Let nations serve them. Let kings bow to them. We prophesy a brand new season opens up. Manda kabaya. Let the grace and the mercy of God speak loudly in their favor. We baptize them with the oil of favor. We baptize them with the oil of joy. We baptize them, manda kabaya, with the spirit of wisdom. They will not make foolish decisions. We release wisdom to make the right decision. Wisdom to plan their life, plan their destiny. Kabata suda kapatai. They will be led by the spirit. Li grandoboko sabalatia. Malabakuza Balatai. The hand of the Lord rests upon them. This one will not fail to fulfill divine purpose. This one will not fail to fulfill divine destiny. They will not fail to be, do, and have all that God has ordained for them to be, do, and have. They are labandege barakatai. They are exempted from all evils. They are divinely exempted from all calamities and tragedies. These ones will not die but live. They shall not die but live. With long life they are satisfied. The angel of the Lord encamp around them and delivered them. They are shigabalatai. They are divinely defended by the glory of God. Whatever they set their hands to do shall prosper. I release grace for unchecked prosperity. I release grace to excel, grace to prosper, grace to shine, grace to arise and shine, to take over their world, grace to be ambassadors of Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Kunda barakatiza. Eli frondoboko sekete. We are still praying. Libora balasida. Embreketoskapa. Kalabashatai. Le frondoboko sataya. Kandebosha. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we join these beloved brethren under your apostle. So said, thank you because you have granted them testimony of your mercies, testimony of your favor, testimony of your grace and faithfulness. All the years they have spent in their studies and strategically according to your will in this ministry of your commission. We are grateful for bringing this phase of their training to this end so that you can take them on the new phase you have ordained for them. They have been instructed on the need for decision making. According to your light, so be grace upon them. Let there be no wasted of time, but walking in the diligence of your will. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Lord and our Father, we worship your name this evening. Thank you for your children before you this evening. Bless your name for your grace you bestowed upon their lives throughout their stay in school. Blessed Redeemer, I ask for one thing, that thou will build your character in their lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. That character that will attract favor. That character that will attract another favor and favor upon their lives. In the name of Jesus. That it will be so contagious that whoever sees them will see the glory of God in their lives. And we want to help them. We want to bless them in the name of Jesus. Father, some are pastors. Some are going to be employed. Some are going to be self-employed. We ask, O Lord, that you bless them appropriately. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have answered us. For we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. I want you to know, as we are celebrating you today, we are not just sending you off. You are still rooted here in AGMI. Amen. Yes, you have the covering of AGMI. Amen. And I would advise if you can open a WhatsApp group that will contain all the graduates that we are celebrating today. Because as Papa said, you don't know the person sitting next to you. You don't know what he will be tomorrow. He can be the open door that God will use for you. Okay? Hallelujah. And then the next thing I want to say is, you should have the consciousness that you know God. If you are faced with a challenge, you know, Papa said, sometimes it's who you know. And in Nigeria, truly, is who you know that works for you. But if you have and carry that consciousness of I know God, God is the greatest of all. God is the greatest king. He's the greatest father that I know. So if you could just carry that consciousness and desire whatever you want because of your relationship with God, I pray this day that my Father will answer you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Papa has said it all. And then when Pastor Ninkup was telling me about today, I was asking God that what does he want me to tell you people? And this word came in Luke chapter 3 verse 13. Please give me Luke 3:13. Luke chapter 3 verse 13. If you live here, you are going to find yourself in different places. And he said, Luke 3:13, and he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed for you. So when Pastor Nenkup told me of today, I actually asked God to give me something. And this is the word. You are going to find yourself in various places, in private sectors, governmental sectors. But the truth is, don't follow multitudes to commit sin. Sometimes you may stand alone for the truth. Don't worry. God will always vindicate you. If you are standing for the truth, people will definitely turn against you. But stand for the truth. Hold on to the word of God, all the teachings you have received here. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Papa has said it, be led by the Spirit of God. Don't be led by your emotions. Don't be led by other things. Be led by the Spirit of God. And don't disconnect from AGMI. There are a lot of teachings everywhere now. Don't disconnect. Thank God for media. You can still be listening to the messages on Instagram. Hallelujah. We decree over your life that the grace of the Lord God Almighty over this ministry will not depart from you in the name of Jesus. The covering of the servant of God will always go with you everywhere you go in the name of Jesus. You will not be only hearers of the word of God. Receive grace to put the word of God into practice. You will never divert to the left nor to the right. You remain focused, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. We pray against the spirit of distraction of any kind in the name of Jesus. We ask God to give you grace to remain focused to the end, that you will not be found wanting. Father, we thank you for their lives. We speak your blessings over their lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on, let's rejoice, rejoice.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Adlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.